I'd like to wish Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And really, this day affects everyone because we all have had a mother, so we're all celebrating today. And I'd like to offer, as a gift to all you mothers, a fond memory I have of my own mother. My mother was living in a nursing home in our community where we lived in Paintsville. It was probably about a year before she died, and there were no signs that she was failing at all at this point in time. One day, my wife Dottie and I went out to visit her at the nursing home, and we had just been talking about someone else in the family, and they had been planning the time of their death. And so we got there and were visiting with my mother, and that subject came up. And something specific was being talked about. I don't remember if it was the obituary or the funeral itself, or maybe something about the cemetery. But Dottie looked at my mother and said, "Well, what would you like to do about that, Annie Mae? How would you like that to happen?" My mother just sort of looked up in the air for a minute, and she said, "Surprise me." I treasure that memory. What really captured me in that moment was that it was such simplicity and such faith and trust in God. She knew it really didn't matter. That was the faith. The trust was that it would be taken care of just fine. God would guide whoever was doing it. And now for page 2. Oddly enough, the word that has been pretty dominant in my mind this past few weeks, especially this past week, as we've been studying Scripture or reading Scripture, has been the word fickle. It seems that we humans seem to blow whatever way the wind blows. If we could only have more trust in God. Each year at this time, during Easter season, we have readings from the Acts of the Apostles and from the Gospel of John. But the stories that we hear in the Acts of the Apostles tell of the early church and its beginning. The culmination of Jesus' teaching the apostles and what they do with that and carry on with the beginning of the community of the church. It tells of the joys and travails of the pioneers of the early church as they are forming community. And oh, how it has grown and prospered through the years. We have community here. There are communities like this throughout the city, throughout our state, throughout the world. And all of these communities form one great body of Christ, one great community that fosters loving one another, caring for one another, serving one another and serving others together, spreading the good news of the gospel together. I see this happen every week when I come to church. During the week, on the weekend. I see this in our community. And it all came from the seed of those 12 apostles. How inspiring that is. It's so real. It's so tangible. Their community then, ours today. It's so relatable one to the other. This year, however, has been just a little bit different as I've been reading and studying the scriptures. I've seen more of a touch of worldly reality that has crept in to my awareness of this community. Reading and studying scriptures like we do every year, we hear these same scriptures every year during Easter season. During the rest of the year, we pretty much hear the same ones, just different versions. So when we have new insights, it can be very enlightening. And I speak specifically of the two stalwarts of our church's beginning, Saints Peter and Paul. During these past weeks, these two fellows who started our church, pretty much, they've seemed to be models of human hypocrisy. They say one thing one time and another thing another time, whatever seems to be more expedient at that time. Peter denied knowing Christ during Jesus' passion. But then he turns around about a week later after Jesus has risen from the dead and tells him three times that he loves him. He seems to blow whatever way the wind blows. But this past week especially has been interesting. This past week, we've watched how Paul has been behaving. We've seen his traitorous, then faithful actions. Earlier this week, Saint Stephen was the first person to die for his belief in Jesus. He would not give up his belief in Christ. And he was stoned to death for that. Saul sat around and watched that. He didn't actually take part in it, but he watched it and approved of it. Then on Friday, we had a reading where Saul asked the church officials, please send me to Damascus so I can chain up Christians and bring them back and you can persecute them. And so he went to Damascus. On the road to Damascus, he was struck to the ground and blinded. He was led into Damascus, and for 3 days and three nights, he didn't eat or drink anything. That was his repentance. At the end of those 3 days, he converted. He wanted to become a Christian, and he asked to be baptized, and he was baptized. In today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Paul, who was Saul, is on his first missionary trip, and he is preaching with such evidence of the Holy Spirit inside him. He's so vigorous. He's so persuasive. He's received well at first, then they turn him away. He doesn't let that bother him. He shakes the dust off his feet, and he goes to the next place. But on this missionary trip, and others, so many times he has so many successes. He converts so many people to Christianity because of his enthusiasm, his liveliness, because of his powerful, powerful preaching. I think it's very interesting, too, in today's reading, to note in Revelation, what we heard in Revelation today, there's a hidden connection with Paul's faith journey. The book of Revelation often has meanings that are on another level from the ones that you just read straight out. And there's a poetic translation of the phrase that we heard today in Revelation that said, the robes were washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. This translation symbolizes the spiritual state of a person. And the person is going from being soiled or sinful, like the robes, soiled or sinful, to being made clean and white. In other words, being made holy. And all this is accomplished through repentance, conversion, and baptism. The exact experience that Paul had on the road to Damascus and in Damascus. It really can be fulfilling and uplifting when we see how Scripture so often fits and meshes together. So these two men, Peter and Paul, both had troubles. Both were fickle. But both were able to come through that and become stalwarts of the church. Peter became the first leader of the church, the first pope. Paul became arguably the strongest and most accomplished tool for conversion that the world has ever known. Both men had their times of doubt and rebelliousness. Both men experienced fear and lack of faith. We stand today as followers of Christ in this community. We're filled with those same types of weaknesses that affected Peter and Paul and many members of the early church. How many times in our lives have we made the wrong choice and strayed from the Lord? Whenever we have those times of doubt and fear like they had, those times of lack of faith, we must pray to God to help us to have faith and trust. We must pray for that. And whenever we have those doubts, we can look straight at God and pray to Him and say, "Surprise me, God.